Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9. In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. The damsel in distress is a character often found in books and movies. She is usually helpless, in a dire predicament, and unable to save herself. Tied to the railroad tracks with a train barreling toward her, or locked away in some tall tower, her only hope is for someone to come and rescue her. The hero rides in on his white horse, and with superior strength, he wins the day many times with little effort or cost. Jesus is a different kind of hero. While Jesus won the day, he didn't do it by coming in on a white horse. Rather, Jesus saved us in our distress by becoming distressed. Yes, Jesus came to rescue us by putting on flesh and being made like us in every way. He knows what our distress is like. He saved us because he knows what it is to cry and to be hungry. He saved us because he knows what it is to have friends leave and to be disappointed with others. He saved us because he knows what it means to be tempted to sin, and he knows what it takes to resist sin. He knows what it takes to have Satan come after him and what it takes to send him running. Most of all, he saved us because he knows what it takes to pay for our sin, as he still bears those marks in his hands and feet. This is how Jesus redeemed us and how he lifted us up and carries us. Yes, he came to earth as true God, but also came as true man. Not on a white horse, nor a show of strength, he suffered to save us from suffering. Both as a powerful Savior and a suffering servant, he came to rescue us. By being distressed for us, he saved us from all distress. Father, you sent Jesus to be distressed in our distress. By his coming to earth and through his life and death, he lifted us up. In our distress, may we always look to his love and redemption. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.